We wrap up our program with a collection of Cuban songs that resulted from a survey. Reporter Beto Arcos tells us more.
How do you decide what are the top 100 songs for a country like Cuba with such a rich musical culture? For Cuban musician and producer Edesio Alejandro, the best way is to ask a question.
El día que te vayas del parque, ¿qué son te lleva?
The day you leave the park, what song would you take with you? That means, the day you die, what song do you want to hear them play? That's what Edesio Alejandro asked hundreds of people across Cuba. The result was Cien Sones Cubanos, a 5-CD anthology and documentary DVD featuring the island's most popular sones. Son is the foundation of Cuban dance music, including salsa. The collection is rich and varied, from duets and quartets to small groups and big bands. It includes classics as well as older and lesser-known gems like Retorna.
Retorna, vida mía, que te espero. Con una indescriptible sed de amar. Vuelve pronto a calmarme, que me muero. Si presto no mitigas mi dolor.
While the collection features some well-known names in Cuban music, Edesio Alejandro says the real star is the Cuban son.
Porque no queríamos hacer un disco donde el cantante, donde la voz fuera lo más importante, como generalmente sucede.
He says he didn't want to make a record where the singer, the voice, was at the center, just like every other project. The emphasis was on the son and nothing else.
Se me alborota el picante y a todos pongo a gozar. Se me alborota el picante y a todos pongo a gozar.
One of the most exciting aspects of this project, says Alejandro, was finding music that built the foundation of Cuban son.
Encontramos al llamado padre del son, que es el Nengón.
He says that in his search for the most popular songs, he found a precursor to son. This tune called Nengón is a very primitive style, still played the same way it was played more than 100 years ago.
Hay tantos sones en Cuba, hay tanta música.
Edesio Alejandro says there's so much good music in Cuba that 100 is a small number to do it justice. That's why he decided to do the project based on the people's favorites. He doesn't believe anyone is capable of saying one son is better than the other. So, which was the top choice among those surveyed? If you guessed the classic Son de la Loma by Miguel Matamoros, you guessed right. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
Mamá, yo quiero saber de dónde son los cantantes, de los encuentro galantes, los quiero conocer con sus trovas fascinantes que me las quiero aprender.
You can see videos from 100 Sones Cubanos by going to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, Emily Simolins. Thanks for listening.